This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listen to your radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's On Your Mind. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glad you're listening. 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. AM 1100. The flag. 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. AM 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken. KLTC at 1460 on the radio dial. Do you know the very first time I was ever on the airwaves? It was on 1460. It was a different radio station, but it was the same position on the dial. KDMA in Montevideo, Minnesota. Yeah, Montevideo. I probably was on KLOH, too, I'm guessing. Because when I was born, my dad worked for KLOH in Pipestone and Laverne, Minnesota. I'm guessing he probably had me say goo goo ga ga or something like that. At some point. I don't know. But when I actually was in charge.
I was hoping for more, and that's what you wound up saying. What happened?
When my hand was on the button and I got to say, and I'll never forget it, I think all I said is, KDMA, Montevideo, it's 7 a.m. You know, just, you know, your legal ID, that's all. It was like hand shaking and voice squeaking and 12 years old.
Wow.
So a long time ago. So I love saying 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. 1460 on your radio dial. Is that great or what? We're going to get to the phones here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We are brought to you in part by our friends at Heedalls. You know, Heedalls has it. What do they have, Scott? I've been in there for, I needed a light bulb. I needed a widget. I needed a hose. I needed some machine work done. Yeah. They have all that. But they also have great people. And great people put out all those parts. And it's a secret weapon. That's what Dick Heedall says. My people are a secret weapon. These are the folks that our customers deal with day in and day out. And you're going to go to the Heedall's Bismarck location and run into a fellow with a Polish-German name, Eric Bonaguski, as a matter of fact. A little more Polish than German, but he grew up in Mandan. His grandparents immigrated from Poland, and grandfather came from Michigan, and grandmother lived right there in North Dakota. So he's one of the counter sales guys. You come in there, he's going to find what you need every single day. He talks to a lot of folks on the phone within a 100-mile radius. And, he just loves doing it. Loves doing what he's doing. And whatever you need, old vehicle, new vehicle, they're gonna find it. He actually had somebody come in looking for a Model T part. Isn't that something? Had a guy the other day, he told me about a 1949 Chevy, looking for points and condensers for it, and he found it. So make sure you say hi to Eric. His first car, by the way, an 88 Pontiac Sunfire hatchback. We have to ask. We do. Heedalls has it. Not only the parts you need, but great folks as well. So last hour, I'm kind of, ripping into UND a little bit, and who calls? The president of UND. Like, hey, he just calls the caller line. I want to get in. How about that? Yeah, so he wanted to talk about that. Marley and Mandan wants to talk about that conversation that we just had with him. We'll do that in a minute. So does Charles and Minot. Michael and Williston wants to talk about Apple. Blake and Bismarck about Apple as well. I'm mad at Apple. I am. And where's that email from an email or a text from somebody that said, I bought my last Apple product. I'm done. Yeah, well, I don't blame you. Jim and Peggy sent us a note, said, bought my last Apple product. Jim said that. Yeah, I don't know if he speaks for Peggy or not, but the email said it came from Jim and Peggy. Who's waited the longest here? Thanks for waiting, folks. We appreciate you. Michael and Williston, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Michael, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I am, Scott. How are you?
Good. Thanks for listening.
I just wanted to weigh in on the Apple situation. I'm not really sure if I'm upset with them. I don't know if there's enough information out yet, but from the way that I understand it, it would jeopardize the privacy of other Apple users. And in that situation, I'm not sure if getting this information off the phone for the San Bernardino case is weighs over the safety and privacy of everybody else who has an Apple phone in America. So yeah, I think there needs to be a little
question.
Bit more information.
That's a fair point, I think. I think that's a fair point, Michael. What Apple has said is that we can't give anybody the back door to, you know, every iPhone. Well, of course you wouldn't want that. But you can't tell me that they can't say, all right, what specifically you're looking for, let us go look for it, get it, and then give it to you, right? So that's pretty bogus. Just think about it. In other words, if I have something on my phone that's a number you really, really want to a terrorist pal of mine, and I'm Apple, and Apple has the phone, they can go grab that and then write down the number and hand it to me on a piece of paper, and I don't even touch the phone.
One of my questions is, where does the carrier's responsibility come in this as well? Are they able to get any information from the carrier themselves, whether it be Verizon, AT&T, or whatever? They should be able to get some information from them and actually isolate that person's phone, I would think. I know they have detailed billing and things like that. So that's where my question also comes in is, what responsibility does the carrier have to giving information to them other than just Apple?
Right, and carriers actually have been in big battles over this because of the whole, remember the program that the federal government had, you know, negotiated that basically said, if I call you, Michael, then a terrorist calls you, they can go back and say, wait a minute, we need to find, why this terrorist is calling Michael, and who else did he call? Did he call Scott? Because, and that was put in a box. That was the carrier's information. Now, there must be some point where it goes away, but all good questions that I think Apple ought to answer. And also the feds out of here as well. Appreciate the call. Well thought out. I'm still ticked at Apple because I think you find a way. When there's a terrorist attack that killed these people in San Bernardino, California, and there's information about one of the individuals on a phone, Apple, give them the information. Work with them to figure it out. Especially, I might add, when old Apple, for a while, was all worried about how dangerous it was that you and I might have more, you know, religious freedom, or that there'd be that religious rights would be a dangerous precedent. So religious rights are dangerous, but a terrorist killer who is clearly dangerous and knows people who might also be dangerous to the rest of us, you're not going to give me that information? Hello? So I remain ticked at Apple. Charles and Minot, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Before I let you chat what you're going to say, we do have some information for motorists around I-29 at Main Avenue, Fargo. A flatbed semi-trailer that was actually carrying vehicles has flipped on its side, so big mess on the southbound ramp. No injuries, but a mess there right now. And our friend Eugene Grainer says oil is going crazy, in a good way, to the upside. I'm not sure why, if it's this upcoming OPEC meeting and evidently, Iran and OPEC are going to be talking. Don't know what's going on there, but oil's on the rise. So keep an eye on that today. Anyway, Charles, go ahead. You're next.
How's it going, Scott?
Good, too. How are you?
On the Fighting Sioux issue, I think it should be noted. I was involved with it pretty intimately. There's a book out there called Aren't We Sioux Enough? And the Sioux people, or the Committee of Understanding and Respect, actually went to the university and said we would stop the petition process of trying to save the name if they would give the rights and the name back to the Sioux people. And Dr. Kelly actually said, quote unquote, we don't want the Indians to make a dime off of it. And the next day in the Grand Forks Herald, there was an article about how they're going to have this annual sale to protect the name. And I think Mr. Schaefer, Governor Schaefer, said it best. It's about greed. It's not about, you know, their fear of the name staying. And, you know, I think our attorney general has something to answer for when he did not protect the rights of the Standing Rock North Dakotans to vote. He actually went and made the deal with the NCAA, and he did not protect those people's right to vote. Archie Fulbert went on the reservation, got 1,000 signatures, took it to Ron Isel Horse of Thunder and said, they want to vote. And Ron Isel Horse of Thunder threw him in the wastebasket and said, this isn't a democracy. And 2/3 of that reservation are in South Dakota. And our attorney general did nothing to protect his agreement with the NCAA and allowing those people of North Dakota to vote. So there's a lot to be said. Going on the governor's race, you know, I have to differ with you when you say that our last governor has been conservative. There is nothing conservative about the spending. There's been nothing conservative about the growth of government in North Dakota. It's over 200%.
Yeah, no, I mean that we've had a lot of growth. We've had a lot of economic activity that's fueled that growth. Now you can say
$450 million going to out-of-state families so that their kids can come to our colleges. We're spending like drunken sailors.
You and I aren't going to disagree on that. But my point was to put the billion-dollar deficit on the governor's back is unfair when nobody called oil prices.
There's no reason to spend the money. South Dakota has.
Well, they didn't spend all the money though, which is why we really don't have a deficit. We have $1 billion
a billion in aid. You wait and see.
A billion what?
A lot more than you realize. Okay.
Yeah, well, we're talking about today, but I'm saying so if you got $1 billion deficit, but you also have a rainy day fund and an ending fund balance, the total of billion, you really don't have $1 billion deficit.
Rainy day fund, Scott. We have so many funds are sitting around with billions.
That's a good thing, Charles. You can't on one breath say we're not conservative and then on the other say we have too many.
No, we still don't need to spend. We need to reduce taxes for the taxpayers.
On that
we
agree.
None of that.
On that we agree. But they've done a lot. I mean, look at what the Republicans have done and compare it to what the Democrats have proposed and tell me who's conservative, for crying out loud. Okay?
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Did you receive your full ARC payment? Are you sure? Join Progressive Ag Law for free sessions in Lisbon on the 22nd, Edgley and Napoleon on the 23rd, Hebron and Minot on the 24th, Devil's Lake and Northwood on the 25th, or Castleton on the 26th to learn if you are underpaid, what you can do about it, and how to prevent it from happening ever again. Go to FixTheFarmSubsidy.com for locations and times of meetings. The surveys failed. The RMA and FSA differ. Farmers join a national legal team to fix it. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com has details on the meetings February 22nd through the 26th in North Dakota. Don't miss it.
Piper's Auction Company's upcoming 2016 auctions include equipment auctions in Taylor, Carson, Regent, Goodrich, Devil's Lake, and Lemon, South Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture land, and hunting land auctions in Stark, Wells, Walsh, Burley, Morton, McLean, Slope, and McHenry counties. For a complete catalog or to view all of these Piper's auctions, go to Piper's.com.
Fill up at PetroServe USA, the folks that are helping America feel better, and you'll have the choice of what you want to put in your tank. From E15 to E85 and much more. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better and connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. And come on into a PetroServe USA near you and have the best deal in town, the 4-for-4 special. That's right, 4 items for $4. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. All month long, specials include Mike's Popcorn for $3.99, the Sixlets for 69 cents, Albanese Gummies only $1.29, Cascade Ice Gum, 69 cents a pack, Nestle Sparkling Water mix and match with Perrier, a great deal, along with Deli Express sandwiches. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. Choice at the pump, the 4-for-4 special all day, every day, and much more at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hour rolling on with the What's on Your Mind program for today. Reminder, I'm not here tomorrow. Pat Fink will be here in my replacement. Just because I want to be able to listen to the replay of Pat's golden tones right here on the radio. Also, doesn't he have a great voice? Almost as good as Todd the Radio God Mitchell.
Oh, stop it.
And what else? Oh, Senator John Hoeven will be on tomorrow to talk about the Antonin Scalia battle in Congress. Here's a question I would ask if I was here. Have we left the day that when something as tragic as losing a giant like Antonin Scalia happens, that you sit down and you say, okay, I'm the Republican leader, Mitch McConnell. There's the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Over there is, Harry Reid, and you're the President of the United States. We know you're not going to appoint a replacement like Antonin Scalia, and if you do, it's not going to happen anyway because we'll, use every tool we have to stop it, like you've done to us with other judges. On the other hand, we recognize you are the President of the United States. Is there someone that we could get? You have a conversation about, a way forward. Now, you may not get there, and you might leave there and say, up yours. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. But we don't even have the conversation anymore. We just, and I would argue that Barack Obama's made that worse. He didn't invent it, but he's made it worse. It's a poisonous atmosphere. What I get a kick out of him is he'll run around and say, hey, Republicans, this and that. Who are you kidding? You couldn't be a bigger jerk. You couldn't be more unpresidential. You couldn't poke them in the eye of every chance. You never want to have dialogue. You just want to advance your, far left-wing cause and kowtow to your constituencies that are the, crazy, radicals on your side. So who are you kidding? And he wouldn't want his legacy to be, he sat down with the Republicans and tried to actually hammer something out. But anyway, so Senator Hoban will be here tomorrow to talk a little bit about that on the program. We're brought to you in part today by MyPillow, and we care about you. We honestly do. We need you out there day in and day out, and so we want you to get a good night's sleep, because if you do, you'll be healthier. Most important thing to your sleep is your health. That's a proven fact. Most important thing to your sleep, we can tell you about. It's MyPillow. That's exactly right. MyPillow, the most important thing. Call 800-506-9028 today to improve your health. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. You're going to get a savings of 50%. You're going to get a 10-year warranty, a 60-night money-back guarantee. Why wouldn't you do it? MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for all the good deals. You just put the promo code Scott in a checkout and you get 50% off. Or call them at 800-506-9028. Tell them, hey, Scott told me to call. All right, Marty and Mandan, you're next on What's On Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was a supporter of Ed Schaefer. I voted for him twice. I donated to his campaign. I thought he was a great governor. I thought he was a great pick for a Secretary of Agriculture. But after listening to that interview that you had with him a few minutes ago, that was the biggest bunch of gobbledygook that I have ever heard in my entire life. Ed Schaefer must have been sitting there in his chair saying, how do I lie this much and make it sound good on the radio? That was embarrassing. He had no answers. He had no substance. It was horrendous. And I'm embarrassed for Ed Schaefer. And I am a supporter of Ed Schaefer. But that was embarrassing.
Yeah, I didn't think it was embarrassing. I thought he was advocating for the position of the university. In the article today, he's saying, look, the process hasn't been perfect, and it was started before I got here. Here's the deal, though. I just think it's flat-out hypocritical to say they need to protect the trademark, and so they retain it when they've rejected the name. And, again, I know why they've rejected the name. I don't put that on Ed or the university or anybody at this point. Okay, it is what it is. And,
We could
empty ourselves of breath trying to revisit old ground. I mean, a previous caller was ripping into Wayne Stengem because the deal wasn't negotiated fair enough. And, look, the cake was baked before the deal even began, and it was Standing Rock, and that earlier caller referred to it. UND was the only school that the NCAA required two tribes to give approval to. You know why? They knew before they even asked what Standing Rock's answer was. So the game was lost before it even began. But
I agree.
All of that's wasted breath. We are where we are now. I just don't know how you do it. Now, I get Ed's position, and someone here has texted. Adam says, from a purely brand marketing standpoint, Ed is 100% correct. And I hear what he's saying. If I'm UND, I'm Ed Schaefer, there's a new name, we have new merchandise, and we allow somebody else to have the old name, which is wildly popular, who's going to buy the new stuff? So you protect the brand and the name by, you know, sort of just pressing down the popular one. But in my mind, set all that aside.
You and I are going to disagree, because listening to Ed Schaefer today, he was sitting in his chair just absolutely shuddering as he said what he said, because he knows he was wrong. That was an absolutely embarrassing conversation that he had about
interesting. So your point is he doesn't believe what he's telling us?
Absolutely not. That was embarrassing. I felt embarrassed to listen to Ed Schaefer, and I think Ed Schaefer was a great governor.
I don't know if Ed would do that. Is it more character than that? I think as this other texter says, there's an argument for what he's saying from their position.
Absolutely not.
If I'm them, Marty, listen, I don't want a bunch of Fighting Sioux merchandise out there, because I want it to go away. I want to turn the page. I want to forget it happened. Okay? So if you're them, you do that. They owned it. They're going to keep it. They're going to put out just enough to have just a little bit of merchandise. I get the position. I just think it's flat out wrong, and I think it's a little bit unethical and a little bit hypocritical, honestly.
Let somebody else make the money on it. You and me made the money on it for years and years and years and years. And now the people on the Indian reservation say, hey, we want that trademark. Let us sell it. Give them the trademark. If the Fighting Hawks is that good and it's that special,
they know it's not. They know it's not. They know that already. Marty, I get you. I get what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying. I don't think what your opinion of Ed, you know, knowingly advocating for a position that he thinks is wrong is accurate. But I appreciate your take on the conversation and for listening on the call today. Let me get Dustin in here, because we're running short on time. Dustin, on the road, what's on your mind?
Yeah, a little bit on this Apple thing. There is no back door. That's the problem. Remember, BlackBerry used to have a government contract. When Obama got in there, they created the backdoor at their request. Notice how fast they lost that government contract, because it's not secure anymore. There's enough eggheads at the NSA. If they truly wanted it, they could build their own backdoor. Make no doubt about that.
Yeah, somebody earlier said.
Oh, I gotta say on that one.
Yeah, somebody earlier said, give it to your kids. They'll figure out how to get the information off the phone. Just hand it to your kids. Dustin, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right. We're going to talk about a new survey that says most out-of-state oil workers are not interested in moving to North Dakota. But is that the whole story? I don't think so. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Watford City Mayor Brent Stanford when we come back. Plus, we'll tell you about an ethanol event happening. All coming up.
Stay tuned to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Everybody has people that are very dear to them, very near to them, whether it's spouse, children, grandchildren, whatever it is. If there's unfortunate death like this, that affects the whole family. But even if it's an injury, you can still have a serious injury that changes life for all of those. And if we can just wake them up to the fact that that's how important it really is, and that the children are getting hurt through them getting hurt, that seems to make a bit of a difference. And that's something that all of our safety consultants work at very hard to try and get them to realize, you know, why. One of the whys, it's important to not only sit through a training, but take it in, soak it in, and apply it, and make sure that they're working in a safe manner each and every day.
To learn more about training that can help improve safety in your home or workplace, go to ndsc.org or call the North Dakota Safety Council at 800-932-8890. That's 800-932-8890.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Top of the hour, vets go free and cops go free. Anybody in law enforcement, any veteran, free. What am I talking about? The Minnesota Wild play the Florida Panthers on Sunday, February 29th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the beautiful XL Energy Center. And this program is just amazing. We had some listeners call one day and say, you know, why don't we do a nice thing for vets? And then the recent events, somebody said, how about law enforcement? And we have people literally calling our switchboard, sponsoring seats for members of law enforcement and the veterans. And the veterans and law enforcement able to call and say, I'll take one of those seats. It's the coolest thing ever. If you want details, the bus leaves 7 a.m. Sunday morning, February 28th, and it is going to be a great, great deal. And if you'd like to go, by the way, the seats are $199 now, so it's a great deal, great seats. And Dave Noah's Remax Realty, the sponsor of the coach ride down to the Twin Cities to take it all in. Call Marie at 855-200-1776, extension 3. That's 855-200-1776, extension 3, whether you're law enforcement and a veteran want to go or whether you want to sponsor a seat, and she will take care of you. Okay? Do that today. We do not yet have a time when Ed Schaefer is going to join us, the president of UND, to talk in greater detail about the issues that we discussed today related to the UND trademark and the Fighting Sioux name. A lot of your calls, questions, emails related to commentary I started the program with. Ed Schaefer called into the show, having listened to the show, and we had a short conversation, but a spirited one that's prompted lots of conversation. Just wanted to let you know we're working on scheduling that in the coming days, so stay tuned for that coming up. All right, there's a headline in a number of the forum newspapers around the state today, in front page of the Bismarck Tribune, which is a Forum News Service subscriber, that talks about a survey done by a couple of credible North Dakota State University researchers, Nancy Hooder and Dean Bankshin, that was presented to a state housing finance agency conference this week in Bismarck, and talked to some different firms and some different workers, and came up with the stat that more than 80% of non-residents working in the oil and gas industry in North Dakota do not want to put down roots in the states, and listed a number of reasons. And the headline troubles me a little bit because of some connotations that could come from it. So I've asked Watford City Mayor Brent Stanford to join us, along with Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, to talk a little bit about this today. Gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Scott.
So let me start with the headline, first of all, Brent, from the perspective of a mayor and someone that's see that, you see the story, what are you thinking?
Well, first of all, you see the headline and wonder, what's the reaction to this going to be? Is the reaction going to be a long-term reaction, or is it going to be a short-term reaction and say, why are we building communities anyway? You know, and I don't think that anybody's intention is that. I really don't. I think that this serves to as just a supplement to what we already know, to what Ron Neff and his member organizations already know, that you need that you need to take this into account, and you need to have housing of all sorts. But basically, this gets into a discussion of what does make a community home. What would make these communities home or desirable for even a thought in the mind of a worker that comes here from out of state to consider it to be home? And so that's the discussion that I hope moves forward out of this. And I think just from reading further into it, the comments from Jolene Klein, the comments from Nancy Hoder, is that the reasons that they were not interested in at the time of moving their family here was not fear of crime or fear of cold weather or anything like that. It was basically housing market, you know, too expensive for rentals and wondering if the expensive new builds are going to hold their value. And so I think, you know, it's nice to see Jolene Klein jumping in and commenting on that, because the North Dakota Housing Finance has already been involved in affordable housing with the HIF project and the HIF program. And the next dialogue is how in the world does the single family home construction get to where it needs to be? And is it where it needs to be? And where does it need to be? And so those are larger issues. You know, the good thing is we can look at areas like Midland and Odessa, Texas, and say, okay, do their rotational workers live in man camps, or do they live in houses in San Antonio or houses in Dallas, and they drive over a couple hours and do a 2-week and then in a man camp and go back home? Or do they live in Midland and Odessa and work their rotational type jobs, but they move around sites within the Permian or within the Eagleford place? You know, those are the questions I would have. I think that we can really continue from this study and move forward and have some really good information for the future for us.
All right, Ron, same question for you. Your impression of the headline and the gist of the study and the story.
Well, the study itself, you have to look at what segment of industry was surveyed. It looked to me like the segment of industry that was surveyed was on the exploration side. As we have been working very hard in Williston to get the city commission to grasp, is that the fact of the matter is that the exploration side is comprised of a lot of people that come that work rotation. They have a family and a life somewhere else. They come into these communities and they work these jobs. It's just like it's no different than looking at the power plants in Beulah and Hazen. Many of those people live in Bismarck. Their life is in Bismarck. They commute up to Hazen or Beulah every day. Other people that work on construction crews that work on power plants, they go to wherever power plants are that need to be refurbished or worked on them. So they rotate in. They have no intention of living in Gillette, Wyoming, or wherever that power plant might be for that month or two that they're there. So you need a mix. And what Watford City has done and what Brent has done through their policies, that they've maintained that crew camp status. But you got to look at, you know, okay, what's the production workers going to do? So I would have split the study in two possibly and said exploration workers, yes, this is how they live and work. Production workers, though, those people that have to live within an hour of that well, that's what you're seeing in Watford City. Those are the people that come to the community, see the brand new school, see an event center, see available housing. I've got some information today on how rents are dropping. Those are the people that will look at the community and say, yeah, we want to make this our home. The infrastructure is now caught up. This is a place to bring my family here because I've got a permanent job, a production job that's tied to a well site or tied to a company that operates out of here. The rotational people, I don't think we should ever expect that by and large they're going to change. Certainly some will have management jobs and those types of jobs that will be permanent North Dakota residents.
My question is, regardless of whether it's the production side or the exploration side, you know, the rotational versus the folks that would be have a fighting chance to be more permanent anyway, if you look at how some of the communities, and I'll just pick on you, Brent, since you're here, Watford City, you look at, you know, Watford City in the middle of that epic boom, You know, I think anybody would be fair to say, no, I don't want to live here right now, but give me a home, give me a townhome, give me affordable housing, give me a new school, give me a new hospital, and yeah, I'll give it a fighting chance. So really, that's where we ought to keep our focus, shouldn't we, Mayor?
Well, that's what we've been doing since the beginning, Scott. I think studies like this are an excellent way to get out to get it out in another format so people can dig into the issue and see that it's like Ron says, there's you're actually talking about two industries here. You're actually talking about a construction-type industry on the front end, and that's the drilling side of this. That's the fracking side of this in some cases. That's even some of the extreme trucking needs on the front end of a play like this. But then there is the long term that we have been building a community towards for the last 5 to 6 years. The long term is the same type of community we had since the 50s, where you have people that have jobs that you hear them, pumpers. A pumper takes care of oil well locations, and they might see 15 per day or 12 per day. They live where the oil well sites are. They don't come in and stay in a crew camp and do that for a week and then go home. They live here. They do that Monday through Friday, or they do that for 7 straight days, and then they have somebody else do it the next 3. Whatever it is, but they live here. And so our community has to be able to accept, house, whatever the word would be home to that many more long-term production employees. So that's what we've been doing, building the community for that employee. Now, in the meantime, you're going to have the rotational employees. And so what happened in 2010-11, there was not enough apartment stock or motels, so the man camps were still needed. But what Ron is saying, what we're seeing, is that there is a long-term need for the target logistics-type camps, for the high-end man camps for the rotational employees, because they will continue coming in from Texas, Oklahoma, wherever they are, because their jobs might be one place for a few months and then move to another oil play for the next few months, and that's the nature of that rotational employee.
So, Ron, you know, one danger in a study like this not being necessarily as accurate as possible, as you explained, I mean, who's surveyed, right? So let's talk to the people that would want to be here, is that some would say, hey, let's just keep this temporary, right? Let's not build for the future. I mean, I would assume that's your worry. It is mine, coming out of sort of incomplete information in that regard.
Scott, I think that, you know, this study was done in June, and it's now February. Lots of things have changed. And we have to keep, you know, so the availability of housing, of jobs, of all of those things changed, because you may be presented now with a situation where you may look at a permanent job and all of a sudden your family situation changes. And I'm going to take a permanent job on a production site or a gas plant, or I'm going to start a business in Watford City. Now I need to move my family here. I want to live here. Things change. And we have to continue to look at this Bakken play as a long-term, multi-decade play, and Brent's spot on in Watford City. You got to look at, you know, having the full package and continue to invest and be ready. Get yourselves ahead as a state. Get yourselves ahead as a community. And now's the time to do that. It's a very difficult time for industry. It's a very difficult time for all the employees because there's tremendous uncertainty. But it's a time when you can make investments in the community infrastructure at probably, what, Brent, 30, 40% discount off what the Bakken premium was maybe. So it's a good time to invest in terms of community infrastructure as long as you stay within your financial wherewithal.
All right, you better check that commodities ticker too, Ron. It looks like oil prices are going northward nicely today. I don't know if you're watching, but.
Not well, about 50 more days like that, and then I'll smile. But, you know, that's one of the things, Scott, that I recently visited with the major CEOs of the Bakken one-on-one, and, you know, there's going to have to be a time here of validation that there's a price stable
stability,
price.
Right?
Then you
have
to restore your balance sheet. Then you've got to talk your investors into investing.
Sense.
So let's,
you know what,
let's plan for a year and a half here.
Yeah, exactly. That reminds me, we're due for Ron back on one of the Mondays, too, so we'll get that scheduled. Mayor Sanford, Ron Ness, thank you both very much. More coming up on What's in Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 12th through the 15th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses of soy and fish diets, and visit shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 30th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it, we will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding, we must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Segment for a Wednesday edition of What's on Your Mind. Programming note, I will not be here tomorrow. I will be skiing. And not like a Big Sky, Telluride or anything like really, exotic. I am chaperoning a seventh grade bus trip to some bunny hill. I forget where we're going. But anyway, they don't advertise on What's on Your Mind, so they don't get free advertising. All right. I don't know where we're going. I don't want to start saying places. But anyway, that's where I'll be. I'll try to return on Friday without broken bones and with a video of me on the bunny hill for Manny and Todd to mock endlessly. So I really look forward to that.
We will, too.
Yeah. Senator John Hovind will be here tomorrow as one of our guests, Pat Fink, in chat with him. Do we know who else is? Okay. Senator Hovind for sure, and possibly some others as well. We're brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Why are they our friends? Well, they treat you so good. If you're a customer of PetroServe USA, you get the 4-for-4 deal all day, every day. The pizza, hot pizza, the 20-ounce drink of your choice, two cooking, $4. And also choice of the pump, E85, E10, E15, E30, they've got it all. So we love that. Speaking of which, I'm going to tell you about the North Dakota Ethanol Council. And Dina Wheezy is here. Hello, Dina. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Doing good.
She is the executive director of the North Dakota Ethanol Council. What is the North Dakota Ethanol Council?
It's the promotion and market development arm for the ethanol industry. We represent the 5 plants across the state.
And you, along with the Department of Commerce, are hosting a USDA Biofuels Infrastructure Partnership meeting that is happening in Jamestown. What is the plan of attack for this meeting? What's happening? What does that mean?
Yeah. The USDA has awarded North Dakota $1.2 million through its Biofuels Infrastructure Partnership Program, and those funds are available on a reimbursement basis to retailers to put in biofuels infrastructure, both dispensers and tanks. And so we're doing these meetings across the state to inform retailers of the program and ethanol demand availability. And then we also have biofuels infrastructure equipment dealers there to visit with the retailers as well on equipment options and pricing. So just kind of a one-stop shop for retailers to learn more about the program.
Corn prices being low, oil prices being high, could, I guess, to translate on paper to kind of a mixed bag, I guess, for ethanol, right? Because if oil prices are down, then there's not as much attraction to the lower-priced ethanol. But corn prices are down, so your feedstock is your input costs are lower. Give us the lay of the land right now with the ethanol world, given where commodity prices are.
Yeah, there's always interesting dynamics, I guess, in any when you're dealing with a commodity. But there definitely is room for for ethanol to still be a part of the mix and for it to make sense for retailers to offer. So, you know, that's where we'd like to sit down with them and talk through options and see how we can make that work for them.
So the USDA says here's $1.2 million, and it goes to retailers. And what would you like to see? What would the North Dakota Ethanol Council like to see more of in North Dakota at retailers?
Sure, yeah. We'd just like to see more options for consumers at the pump. E15 can be put in 2001 and newer vehicles, which really is about 85% of the vehicles that are on the road today. So we would love to see more E15 out there, as well as the higher level blends, E30 and E85. The program, they've said that the funding should establish around 90 additional dispensers across the state, as well as, at least 12 tanks, to understanding that that's a significant expense for retailers as well. So we're just hoping to get more, ethanol sales out there. Since about 2008, there has been an 80% increase in number of gallons of ethanol sold in North Dakota. So we hope to just keep seeing that number increasing.
Say that stat one more time.
80% increase in the number of gallons of ethanol sold in North Dakota since 2008.
Since 2008,
yep,
continues
yep
to grow. So, and E15, I know at PetroServe USA locations, a few of them anyway, you have the E15 option, which if you do not have a flex fuel vehicle, you can do E15 in your vehicle, just like you can do E10. So it's one more choice, and obviously a little bit more economical. But are those the kind of options when you talk about 90 additional dispensing units that you give the retailer? In other words, you don't say it has to be E85 or it has to be E10, it's up to them. It's just some form of ethanol and in one of those 90 dispensers?
Yeah, the program as it stands right now says that there needs to be an offering of E15, a mid-level blend like E30, and then E85. We are working with USDA to to see if we can tweak our program to where if a retailer just wants to offer E15 to where that's an opportunity for them. So we're hoping to get our contract with USDA tweaked so that we could make that happen.
Very interesting. All right. Sounds good. We had a couple of questions, some of them were a little on the technical side, on the ethanol side. So I know that the Ethanol Council is the promotional arm of ethanol, not necessarily dealing with the technical side. So we'll try and have somebody answer some of those because I had a few in the hopper here that we'll save, but our time was short today. So, hey, really appreciate the information. Thank you so much, Dina.
Yes, thank you, Scott. Appreciate the time.
Dina Wheezy, Executive Director of North Dakota Ethanol Council. By the way, retailers, that meeting's happening tomorrow, 1 o'clock, Jamestown Sustain Development Corporation in Jamestown. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Did you receive your full ARC payment? Are you sure? Join Progressive Ag Law for free sessions in Lisbon on the 22nd, Edgley and Napoleon on the 23rd, Hebron and Minot on the 24th, Devil's Lake and Northwood on the 25th, or Castleton on the 26th to learn if you are underpaid, what you can do about it, and how to prevent it from happening ever again. Go to FixTheFarmSubsidy.com for locations and times of meetings. The surveys failed. The RMA and FSA differ. Farmers join a national legal team to fix it. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com has details on the meetings February 22nd through the 26th in North Dakota. Don't miss it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.